How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Wednesday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send 3 kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon, a little bit after 5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with some college football bowl action. They're in the first quarter in the Belk Bowl, and Arkansas leads Virginia Tech 3-0. Earlier, the Birmingham Bowl, a high-scoring affair. It went overtime in South Florida, outlasted South Carolina. The final there, 46-30. 39. In pro football, Alshon Jeffrey, Leonard Floyd, Willie Young, and Pernell McPhee all held out of Bears practice today. And after John Fox was peppered with all the questions Bears-related, he was also asked to comment on one of his former players, wide receiver Steve Smith Jr., who said he will likely hang it up following Sunday's game.
Just a really neat young man, neat family. I know his family well as well. But he's had a remarkable career. I've not had a chance to speak to him, but if in fact this weekend is his last game, I mean, he's had a tremendous career, and he's a tremendous young man as well as football player.
Turning to hockey, the Blackhawks play down in Nashville later this evening, and they might do so without defenseman Brian Campbell. Joel Quenneville hinting this morning that Campbell could be a healthy scratch, and if so, that would snap his consecutive game streak at 423 games. Corey Crawford will be in goal, and Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg said today that Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade are good to go for tomorrow's game at Indiana. Win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest now for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Townstone Financial. Back we go to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. We see Dan Wiederer, Bears writer of the Chicago Tribune, one of their Bears team. He is on Twitter at Dan Wiederer, and I'm looking at the emailed evening edition of the Tribune, and I saw this when it crossed into my Twitter timeline, but this is, there's something interesting about this, the piece that Dan Wiederer wrote. It says 50 questions with no clear answers for the Bears. And Dan, when I look at this, the point isn't really, and I know you worked very hard on this, but maybe not near the end. It looked like you were just trying to come up with some things, but with all due respect, but the it isn't so much the actual questions or answers. It's the fact that you didn't have that much of a struggle getting to a legitimate 50 questions about this team right now.
Yeah, and I think that was sort of the point that we set out to make with that, is that this season was supposed to be about getting answers, about gaining a sense of the direction that this team was going in with John Fox at the helm and Ryan Pace making the decisions above him. And here we are in week 17, and yet there are so many unanswered questions. And you can go through that list that we went through and put together, and you can debate every single one of those as long and hard as you want. And there are a lot of those that are just stuck in gray areas, and that there are going to be some very hard, complex decisions that need to be made going into this offseason. And there's just a general sense that this team has a long way to go to dig out from under the rubble that they're in. And as I said, a lot more questions than answers at this point. And that was sort of the point of presenting it as just questions without the answers, because those will come, and obviously in the weeks, months, and years to come.
How'd you decide on 50? I'm just curious, in that meeting, or like when whoever it is, Joe Knowles, whoever says, all right, guys, come up, everybody submit 16, or let's see how many we can get out of this. Because 50 is, it's insulting. It really is. It says to this Bears organization, after year two, to have that many is really damning.
This was sort of my baby, and I had kind of started with 20 or 25 and started going through the list and realized that there were a lot more than that. And so then just continued to let it go, just continued to let it flow and write all the ones we had down. And then that's where you wind up. You wind up there, obviously, at the end. And, man, some of those are very big, big picture questions too. And that's, I think, probably the most alarming part for folks as they look at this. There just aren't any clear cut signs of hope at this point. And so now you just have to sit back as a fan and play the waiting game that you've really been playing for the last decade since the Bears won the Super Bowl. And it's got to be frustrating from a fan existence standpoint, because now all of a sudden you're just fatigued by all this, by all the changes, by all the promises that wind up being hollow. And all of a sudden you're asked to wait once again to see if another regime can try to get this right.
There's another component of it, too, that I read into this. Maybe others don't. But John Fox has been uniquely unforthcoming when asked questions. He's bad at answering questions. He doesn't want to. He will sort of winkingly play this game where he takes pride in not answering questions. And the questions tend to mount when even the simplest, most innocuous questions can't get a straight answer. And this is combined with a general manager, or at least an ostensible general manager, who won't have a press conference unless it's the end of the season or right before the season. So the fact that these questions have been allowed to pile up, that they could have inoculated against a lot of this stuff by simply answering.
It's a terrific observation and terrific translation by you. And this is the way I would kind of put it in sort of a deeper discussion about how this all unfolds, is that for me, no matter where I've been, no matter what beat I've been on, no matter what publication I've been working on, I've never treated the beat like target practice, like I was coming out as some know-it-all trying to take unfair shots at people and knocks at the leaders. I've always treated the beat that I've been on like a classroom. And what I do every day is try to come out and learn more about what I'm seeing and why it's happening and get some inside intelligence and insight on to why things are unfolding the way they are. In these 2 years under John Fox, there has been a Berlin Wall in front of us, a Great Wall of China, if you will, in trying to get answers to even the simplest questions, as you mentioned. And so all of a sudden, your ability to sort of translate what's happening and why it's happening is diminished, and your inability to get to the bottom of things goes up. And what's strange about this is it's obviously a very conscious decision made by John Fox, and it's a decision that's sort of incongruent with how sort of sensitive he is to how he's portrayed and to how he's covered, and yet he's sort of created this uncomfortable dynamic and the persona that he puts on when he gets up at the podium, and that's how we cover him. And so it's a very strange dynamic, and it's been one, as you mentioned, that doesn't allow you to get to the bottom of things as quickly as you might otherwise be able to.
I mentioned this to Dan Pompey, and I should to you as well, that I went back and looked at the transcripts again of Ryan Pace a year ago in his postmortem from 2015. And you were there, you're right in front of him, and he was excited, and he couldn't stop telling us how excited he was. And there was this level of maybe a little bit of forced optimism, but some of it seemed genuine enough that he had belief that the coach that he hired was ready to do what he had done with other teams. And now there's just nothing that would legitimize, validate that level of excitement, because there's just nothing about which to be excited right now. And I would love for him to be held, or for whatever sense of accountability there might be, for Ryan Pace to be held to what he said at this time last year.
I will have to go back through it and do my own reading of it tonight. I definitely do still have that on my laptop. I will say that Ryan is a very positive person by nature and a very optimistic guy who exudes this sort of contagious positive energy that sort of gets people moving in the right direction. You're right, though. You can point at so many different things that the Bears thought they could be excited about, whether it was Kevin White, whether it was about Alshon Jeffrey, whether it was about Kyle Long going back to his old position, all these things. And you wind up back at the same place with so many of them, and it's in a place of uncertainty. And that's probably the most uncomfortable thing that an organization can face, is having so many levels and layers of uncertainty at so many key positions. And it goes right up to the top of the organization. And so that's where, as an outsider, as a fan, if you're trying to put your magnifying glass on this situation, it becomes, you know, exponentially more frustrating, because there are no results to show for the promises that were made. And so that the promises that are then made from this point going forward have to be viewed as hollow until there are results on the field. And I've written a couple times, you know, earlier this week in a piece that Rich Campbell and I did, the Bears can only change this by winning on the field. And I don't think that they can even generate any sort of significant buzz amongst the fan base until they put together a 3-game winning streak. That's not too much to ask, and it's also something that hasn't been done since 2013, and obviously can't be done again until next September. And so that's just sort of the existence. You can be excited all you want if you're within the Bears organization, and you can say, here's the areas where we're making progress, but until there are significant, consistent results that show success on the football field, everyone is going to be sort of skeptical about what you're building.
Well, what magnifies that disconnect is that it's possible that they don't have the same kind of uncertainty we have. We just don't know. It's possible that they know exactly what their staff is going to look like last year. It's possible that these questions have been answered and they've made some of these decisions, yet it would behoove them to project more certainty
that if you from a public relations standpoint, from a trust standpoint, forget the media, but even with fans, even if it's not just Fox harumphing or Pace disappearing, that I will allow for the possibility that they just don't want to tell us anything, that some of these things have been decided. They have a perfectly good idea of who's going to matter, of who's what. That they've learned a lot about their young players. They got a plan for free agency. They got a plan for the draft. And we're not asking that they tell us everything. But wouldn't you think you would want to at least let people know that your uncertainty is not their uncertainty?
Yeah, it's a very valid point. It speaks to a strategy that I'm not sure has been talked about enough, you know, about how you get your messages conveyed to the general public that is obviously growing more and more apathetic, as evidenced by the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of empty seats that we saw over the final four home games of the season. It wasn't just Christmas Eve. It was the three games at Soldier Field that preceded that. You see a fan base that is just disgruntled, discouraged, and you know, to a large extent, indifferent now to what the Bears are doing. And so there are some strategic things that need to be done, I think. If you're really looking at this as a product and as a business, you have to figure out how to get things done on a more smooth and efficient manner. One small sort of snapshot of that is the Bears don't make their assistant coaches available to the media but for two times a year. You get them once at training camp and once during the bye week. And I will tell you that this is a very intelligent and insightful and terrific group of assistant coaches to talk to. And the inability to be able to pick their brains more often leaves you sort of stranded in trying to decipher the development and the micro progress that some of these younger players are making that would sort of allow you to say, okay, here's two or three rookies that, you know, their results may not be showing up on game film on Sundays, but here's where they're making strides, and here's why in 2017 they can be a bigger part of our plans. But by walling off any sort of insight into those minds and those guys who are working with these players on a daily basis, you sort of leave the fans out in the cold, and they don't know what to expect from guys, and we don't know what to expect from guys. And so, as I said before, you're left with this sort of skeptical eye, and it's a conscious choice that was made by John Fox to sort of, you know, wall off the media from injury information, to wall them off from insight on players, to not let them in on why plays go right or wrong in a game. And eventually you're left covering nothing but 31 games, which has resulted in 9 wins and 22 losses. And that's really the top line of the resume for everyone involved.
Sometimes fans misinterpret it as, oh, it's just the media crying because it makes it tougher to do their jobs. For me, if you could show me tangible evidence that this strategy made you more likely to win the Super Bowl, I'd be told I'd get it. And just it what's happened is there is the post hoc ergo propter hoc fallacy at work, that because Bill Belichick does this, therefore this is part of why the Patriots win Super Bowls. Well, no, it so happens that Bill Belichick does this because he's weird. It also so happens that he's a great coach. It's not because he operates this way that they win Super Bowls, but coaches just don't read it that way. And they think just ape him, do everything the way he does it, and therefore you're better. So I don't buy it. And I do think that fans can forge a better connection with the team. I cannot imagine not being able to talk to assistant coaches. I mean, when I was on the beat, that was one of the most important parts of my day, was just, you know, cross-checking stuff with somebody, bouncing off, you know, somebody, hey, you know, I heard this, I heard that, no, don't worry about that. Or somebody would pull me aside, hey, you want to sound smart? Talk about how this guy did at this drill, because he's really looking good. And those kind of things, who does that hurt?
Well, that's the question. And I feel like you've been eavesdropping on a season's worth of my, you know, post-work rants and sort of the crises that we go through every once in a while out here. I would like to know. I'd really like to know. I've never gotten a very sincere answer on why they believe this helps them competitively. As you know, I covered the Vikings before I came to the Tribune to cover the Bears, and they had a terrific policy and an ability for you to get to know those assistant coaches and to gain more insight into the players that they work with on a daily basis. And it really, really helps you go about 5, 6, 7 layers deeper in your coverage of a team.
Yep.
When you have access to that information and that insight. And people appreciate that. They are looking for more detail and more depth to what they're seeing and why it's happening. And we haven't been allowed to do that out here. The injury thing is a totally different conversation, and it's within the same sort of subject frame. But, you know, had John Fox come out week after week for the last 2 years and told us every specific of every injury that they've had out here, are we to believe that somehow they would be, you know, 5-26 rather than 9-22?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy when you look at it through that lens, and you're never going to change his philosophy on it. You're never going to change his mind on it. So that's just what we're going to have to deal with and work around. And I guess these discussions sort of help illuminate for the folks on the outside why, you know, things happen the way they do out here and why the coverage is what it is, you know, when you're sort of only entitled to access to about 30% of what you would normally otherwise like to have.
It also saved me from saying unfair things. When some, I might have a criticism of a player,
right,
and an assistant coach during the week could say, hey, you know, what you said about so-and-so, you should know this, this, and this, or you should know that he's really close. He's working hard in practice. We just moved him up. We just added him to a special teams unit because he's working so hard. So this is why this happened. And, you know, don't say anything to keep it off the record, but you could just get this information that made you smarter about informing people. I thought that was the job, but I guess it's changed.
Dan, perfect example of this is the 60-yard completion to Jordy Nelson in the Packers game a couple weeks ago. And if you watch that on television and you watch the replay and you're looking for a snap judgment, you see Deion Bush come down on that play, and the natural assumption is, boy, he was supposed to be the deep safety on that play, and he's out of position and he's not doing his job, and that's a rookie making a rookie mistake and screwing up. And John Fox is asked in the post-game press conference what happened on that play, and he says, oh, you guys are just looking to play the blame game, and doesn't give any explanation. Yet all the defensive backs in that secondary in the locker room next door are giving the full sort of detailed explanation of what went wrong on that play and what happened and why the coverage was what it was and why Deion Bush wasn't at fault and why Craven LeBlanc was one-on-one in the quarters coverage they had called. And all of a sudden you have insight into what you saw and who was at fault and why it went the way it did. And all of a sudden you can explain that on a very real level. And you know, that's only fair to Deion Bush, who was taking a lot of heat on Twitter from folks saying, you know, great play, moron, you know, and everything else. And now all of a sudden, you know, you may think you're protecting your players, but you're actually putting them in a worse situation where people think they've screwed up when they haven't. And this game, I've learned over time and over the years that there are so many complex moving parts to every play that if you don't have it, you know, down to the T on who was supposed to be where when, you have to be very careful about where you sort of assign blame and where you assign reasons for why a play went the way it did. And it would be very helpful if you had sort of a staff and a coaching staff that could help you get to the bottom of those things.
I guess to wrap this up, and that's why just when I saw the framing device of your article, is this going to be in the print version tomorrow?
Because no, it's just it's a web-only piece. It's part of a sort of weekly blitz package thing that I've been doing all year, and so it's just kind of a standalone web thing.
All right, I urge people to find it. I'm sure it's in your Twitter feed, at Dan Wiederer, and it is 50 questions with no clear answers for the Bears. And what this does is it looks at the twin issues with the Bears of being this bad, having this in year two, this much underachieving, and with such a lack of desire or interest to be accountable to reporters, to fans, and you wonder why the building is half full. And like you say, it's part of the reason why is because fans aren't, it's not because people want to beat them up over and over again. It's just because the fans who are paying a lot of that money or even taking the time to tune in on television feel over this time that maybe they're owed some answers here and maybe we should ask harder for them.
Right. And, you know, people stop caring. I will say that one thing over the course of this season that has been most telling to me about where this organization is every home game that you go to and you look out from the press box and you see a sea of Bears jerseys in the stands and you start to take inventory on what jerseys are out there in the stands, and you realize that there's not a single current player on the roster represented on those jerseys in the stands. It tells you about where they are from a roster standpoint, the number of standouts they have, the number of folks that the fans are interested in coming out and cheering for. And so, you know, maybe occasionally you see a Kyle Long jersey, occasionally an Alshon Jeffrey jersey. But other than that, you're looking at Urlacher, and you're looking at Butkus, and you're looking at Peyton, you're looking at all these old stars that are no longer here, and the Bears better find a way to get some new current stars represented and in the spotlight if they're going to sort of not only turn this thing around but regenerate interest that, as we've talked about here, has dipped significantly.
Wow. That's, I hadn't even thought about it from that standpoint, but you're right when you think about it. Dan, great stuff. Good big picture look, and I urge people to check that out online and in his Twitter feed, at Dan Wiederer. Thanks, as always.
You got it. Thank you.
That is Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune. I'm Dan Bernstein, and we still have some stuff to give away here. I have an opportunity for you and a guest to attend Terry Borz's last broadcast / farewell party in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on January 5th. Got to be listening between now and 6 if you want to win that, and then we will all see you there. 312-644-6767. Still some opportunity to grab a couple phone calls if you want to weigh in on the many, many things we've talked about today on the afternoon show on The Score.
Hi, everybody, it's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. There have been whispers and now shouts that bowl games, outside of those that decide a national championship, are meaningless. And to those people, reporters, pundits, or even fans, I ask you, why are you a sports fan? Look, if a game has to have a championship on the line in order to mean something to you, then why would you watch regular season NBA? Or college basketball? Last night, Oregon upsetting UCLA on Oregon's home floor. Most college football games don't have much meaning since there's really only 7 or 8 teams competing for a national championship. So if the games have to have meaning, well, there's a lot of games that don't have meaning, and why are bowl games any different? I ask you, if you don't like bowl games, that's fine, but if you think they are meaningless, then what games outside of ones played for championship have actual meaning? And if you have to have some sort of meaning for every game, then you're never going to be happy, and you're not really a sports fan. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
Most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a whole thing.
Number 2.
Tiny Camo's Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Here comes the hot stepper. And the number one song this week, 22 years ago in 1994, Boyz II Men on Bended Knee.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. The Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Nobody sells for less. Nobody during Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale. Huge year-end savings. You can get up to 50% off select floor models right now at Mattress Firm. You can get up to 60% off accessories, all while supplies last, and you can get a free box with select mattress purchases. You can save up to $500 store-wide of the best brands, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. And I urge you that this is not something you want to do online. If you got an old mattress and you've been thinking about this and you've been waiting, go do this now and just get in there. You're not going to have some long line to stand in. The mattress professional is waiting right there. There's a Mattress Firm everywhere with ample opportunity for you to go in and say, hey, look, just I'm here and I've been listening on the score to all of these terrific things. I'm here for the closeout sale. What do I need to know? And they'll walk you right through it. How do you sleep? How does your significant other sleep? Would you like a firm mattress, a soft mattress? Maybe you don't even know. It's been all this time. And everything's color-coded. They will walk you through it, and then you can try to figure out exactly what is your best deal with so many things available. You can get a free $500 gift with the purchase of a Tempur-Pedic and select Tempur-Ergo adjustable bases. There's the custom collection, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. You can get up to $300 in free gifts, free pillow, free mattress protector, free delivery, and there's 50% savings on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Black Hybrid, and Hampton Roads floor models, and you're going to sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So get in there, go to Mattress Firm, and experience some of this stuff for yourself at the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them just like that.
Original reporting. The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rappaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamer Tag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
25 years of Terry Bors on the score.
Giant Babushka.
It all comes down to this show. His last on the score. Thursday, January 5th, starting at 1.
I don't like anybody.
Do not miss this historic score special live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage featuring an incredible list of special guests.
Tell me something, pal.
This once-in-a-lifetime show is not open to the public, but a limited amount of tickets will be given away for this intimate setting.
I'm mad! I'm angry!
So keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to see Terry host his final show.
I have opinions.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Old men don't need friends. We need better underpants.
Scoreboard update.
5:32, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. College football bowl action second quarter. Arkansas leading Virginia Tech 17-0 in the Belk Bowl, and in overtime in the Birmingham Bowl, it was South Florida outlasting South Carolina 46-39. Other football news, former BYU coach Lavelle Edwards has passed away at the age of 86. He coached nearly three decades at BYU and won the national title back in 1984. There are reports that Brian Kelly wants out of Notre Dame and that he wants to go to the NFL, but he's had no offers. And the coroner out in Colorado made it official today that former Bear running back and Heisman Trophy winner Rashan Salaam died by his own hand, a gunshot to the head. In hockey tonight, the Blackhawks play down in Nashville. Corey Crawford will be in goal, and Brian Campbell's consecutive game streak, it could come to an end if he's a healthy scratch. And NBA tomorrow, the Bulls will be at Indiana, and Fred Hoiberg said today after practice that Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade will be good to go in that game. Gopher game day greatness, and join 670 The Score in Dos Equis at Buffalo Wild Wings in Skokie from 5 to 7 on Monday for a college football watch party. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Bernstein and Bernstein.
See what you did. 5:34 on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score. I'm Dan Bernstein with you. I'm going to be back tomorrow. It's solo once again from 1 to 6. Should have some fun. We got some baseball guests lined up that I am very interested in talking to, and I think you'll enjoy eavesdropping on some of those conversations and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. And then whatever news breaks, we'll be fun and flexible and get to everything everybody's talking about. Grabbing some phone calls, 312-644-6767. Patrick in Sheridan's on The Score. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, Dan. Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm calling because, you know, the report came out yesterday that the asking price for Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be around a first and a fifth. And my thought is, with him, you don't really have a lot of video on what he's done. I think it was, what, three games he pretty much played in this year. And I know Matt Castle, after a full season of playing, was, I think, traded for a second-round pick, the 34th overall.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question to you is he worth a first-rounder from any team? I mean, the only one that I could see doing it would be like the Browns. But is he really worth it for the Bears? Because, I mean, he only has three games. I mean, in the first three games of Matt, of our current quarterback, I thought he was all right and a passable quarterback until that five-interception blunder. So is he worth a second-round pick for the Bears to take a flyer on him? Or
oh, no, this is not a flyer. This is not a second-round. This is not a second-round pick. This would be a minimum of one first-round pick as it stands right now. This is a commitment, and it wouldn't just be we're going to trade this for a look. If you make this call on Garoppolo, you are basing this not only on all of his college tape and all the college scouting, but from what you've seen, as we asked Greg Gabriel about before, what you've seen in preseason games, what you've seen in actual games, and then you are committing to him and you are going to come up with a new contract for him. So this isn't just let's take a shot at it. This is going to be our guy.
Now, in your mind though, is he basically is he Matt Castle 2.0, or do you think he's an actual franchise quarterback?
I have absolutely no idea is the honest answer. I'm not a professional scout. I liked what I saw when they showed highlights of him, but I can't say I watched him play just, you know, directional school college games. And yeah, I mean, look, he looks like an NFL quarterback, but if you're saying, is this all of a sudden going to be a guy who's going to blossom into a star player and carry you deep into the playoffs and championships? I don't know. You don't know. And I don't think any team making the move even knows. There's an enormous risk, but you sometimes those risks are worth it when you compare it to the alternative, which is trying to find some guy in college who can't recognize a 30 front from a 40 front. North Side and Q on The Score. Hello, Q.
Oh, boy, that last conversation gets me so depressed. Look,
which one? you have to specify on this show, depending on what we're talking about.
Well, you know, I wanted to call and ask Bulls questions, but I figure we've got January through March, basically, to just, you know, lament the Bulls situation and how dumb they are. So I'm going to stick with Bears lately. It's been a lot of football on my brain.
Okay.
And the whole quarterback thing, it's just funny to me because I'm a Cutler guy. I believe in Cutler. I've always liked Cutler. But I figured maybe people would have learned from the Cutler experience that, look, when you draft a quarterback, the reason Seattle is so great with Russell Wilson isn't that Russell Wilson, not only is he a great quarterback, he is a great cheap quarterback mm-hmm. who was a late-round pick. Now you're talking about, again, giving up two picks, valuable picks, plus signing a guy to an extension. You're not getting the benefit of the low-cost efficiency of a young quarterback. So that's just me. That's just, I don't understand that. And then on the flip side of that, what I'm thinking about is if you were keeping John Fox, that's the kind of move you make. But if John Fox might be gone in a year, why would you spend all that on a Garoppolo when I believe, you know, we've talked about the bad yeast thing, right? Like
right.
The Bears have always made incremental changes. It's general manager, then coach, general manager, then coach, then quarterback, then coach, and yada, yada, yada.
It's also right. Overlap. Don't forget an important component of that discussion is the fact that there's been an ambiguous structure.
Yes, absolutely. And I do like Ryan Pace. And look, I have not seen enough from Ryan Pace to say that he needs to be launched. I also haven't seen enough to say he's doing a great job. I think he deserves a second coach. And what I'm thinking is if you see a quarterback that you can get low cost, that's young, that you want to draft this year, do you make the call to get rid of Fox? Because you don't want to bring up draft a quarterback and then have him be here just for a year and then move on to the next guy. So do you make a wholesale change in coach-quarterback combo? Or do you invest in a Garoppolo and hope that he saves John Fox and then you get more years of this?
Well, that gets back to the question I always ask in some of this that remains unsatisfying, Q, is if Ryan Pace is in charge of the organization, in charge of the football side, that I want to know that he could do that if he wanted to. It's not whether or not I would do it. That we should at this point actually know that he could if he wanted. That if Ryan Pace right now said, hey, you know what? This is the direction I want to go. We are going to go with a young quarterback, and I'm going to go with a new coach, and we're going to usher in a new era entirely, and it's time because I want to do it. I would feel much better in general if I knew that it was just simply that he could do it if he wanted to. And that would be great. Whether it succeeds or fails, it means you hired your football guy when you said you hired your football guy. And somebody could present a consistent vision for the future that would be his, for which he would be responsible. That's what I thought they were doing when they hired him. Let's try Rockford and Tom on the score.
Hey, good afternoon. And Happy New Year, by the way.
Thank you, too.
My thoughts are, you know, with the amount of players that we have on the IR this year, we're not winning any games, but we're competitive. I mean, we have been relatively competitive. We're not getting blown out. So if you bring what is almost the equivalent of a starting offense, a starting defense back from IR, and you have them supported by the players that have been put in this year to sub for them, and you lose the bottom third of those, how much more competitive in the same system are we going to be next year? And I think probably much improved.
I don't think that logic works. You might be a little bit deeper, but you're still going to have injuries. I mean, the guys are going to be hurt next year, and you have too many questions at significant skill positions. Just teams can stay competitive in games strategically. And remember, a lot of these things, the quote-unquote being competitive has been mounting comebacks after a team has buried them enough to take their foot off the gas. They fall back into a shell defense and they allow popgun arm quarterbacks to pick yards back underneath. And they, by the time they say, oh, okay, yeah, we got to try again, then they come back and they try and they win. So don't overrate garbage time when the Bears have only been able to roll up a lot of big offensive numbers and stage some of these comebacks because the team started to lose interest because they thought they'd stepped on your neck. Look at the circumstances of some of these games. And there are coaches who are better than others at keeping a game competitive by playing extremely conservatively. And Fox is somebody who has done that as well. Again, that's part of the whole we're trying, and we're close. It may mean that it's just a different risk calculus that is going to have a difficult time winning when the games start to matter more anyway. So I would advise you not to be fooled by that. That's, again, that's back to this lowered bar. Actually, well, it doesn't look like it. At least not giving up 50 a game like they did with Trestman. Or, well, they're not losing by that much. That means you have bought a condominium in Loser City. When you start saying that, you've got to have the standard higher than that. Like Dan Wiederer just said, win three in a row, not be close in three competitive losses and have a lot of yards. Win three games in a row, then you can start to begin to talk about some kind of incremental progress. Not this magical John Fox progress that only he is able to see with his special John Fox X-ray football vision that the rest of us can't see through our televisions, or the five people still showing up at games can see live at Soldier Field. I know you want to try to play mental games to feel better about the Bears, but don't. I'm Dan Bernstein. Coming up when I get done, it is going to be Bears All Access. And after that, you have the singular treat that is Chris Ronji from 7 to 10 on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
All the notes, Say It Isn't So.
The number one song this week.
53 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for four tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
CBS Friday, take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do, you gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first.
family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So we had a bunch of Vampire Weekend today too. I think I'm vibing with the Shane Reardon musical choices here.
Most don't at this station, so I appreciate it.
No, I did. There's Vampire Weekend. There's Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. There's because you know I'm an XRT FM P1, and there's a lot of stuff that's nice on some of these winter days. We will take the sixth caller to the contest line, 312-591-6700. And if you are said caller six, you and a guest can attend the last broadcast farewell party for legendary radio host Terry Bores. It's in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on January 5th. You can come celebrate the incredible career of an incredible man, featuring past and present hosts of The Score, a champagne toast, and more. I'm told it really, really is going to be a fun day, and we are all certainly looking forward to it. We've got Bears All Access coming up. Willie Young is going to be the featured guest on Bears All Access. And I have to tell you, as much as I enjoy talking Bears football as much as the next person, perhaps more, perhaps less, actually, because I don't exactly know who that theoretical next person would be, I would like to hear Willie Young talk about fishing the entire time. Because every time he's done one of those fishing-related sack dances, he has had an exact explanation for the particular technique that he was doing. I mean, we have seen the bass casting reel hook set. We've seen the spinning reel sort of plastic worm, like open the bail, let it run hook set. We've seen drop shotting. I don't remember if there's been a fly fishing mechanic yet, but if we had him in here, I could spend a half hour just talking fishing with the guy, because that's another thing this time of year that it's one thing that I jones for every once in a while. You get usually spring and summer, fall, I always keep an ultralight in the trunk, always have the license up to date. And at any time you can take an hour, take a little bit, drive out somewhere and just, you don't catch anything. There's just something, sometimes you feel you got a fish. I can't explain exactly why. There's some sort of, it's got to be some existential need in there that that Camus could probably address if he weren't dead. But could you book him for tomorrow? Yeah, see, if you could find Albert Camus for tomorrow, which is, I have had some questions for him, and I would look forward to talking. We do have some terrific guests lined up for tomorrow's show, and we hope that you will be there, because I'll be back 1 to 6, and it should be fun. We have guests to thank today, and a lot of them. We thank Casey Johnson, Greg Gabriel, Zach Zaidman, Dan Pompey, Brian Billick, Brian Lawton, and Dan Wiederer. He was tremendous today. Really, really interesting stuff. If you missed that at 5 o'clock, it was good stuff on the large picture Bears situation. And we're getting toward that time as we can finally soon get to Bears post-mortem. And they are as mortem as ever in rigor fashion at this point. Thanks to the producers today. They were Brett Lyons and Shane Reardon. Everybody who participated today. A lot of good callers. Just been, I don't know what's happened. We actually had a lot of, we have been enjoying a lot of good callers. Tomorrow's going to be fun too, but keep it here. Bears All Access. Chris Bowden will be hosting in place of Zach Zaidman, because he can only be in five places at once instead of six. So Willie Young will be on tonight. Chris Ranji after that. And I'll be back after the Shepkowski-Zawoski extravaganza tomorrow in middays. Don't laugh. It'll be good.
No, I'm Polish too. I didn't hope they do a whole segment on pierogi. Yeah, half Irish, half Polish.
I'm not making any jokes.
No, they make themselves.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Keep it here for Bears All Access. Goodbye.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout. The Cubs have done it.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
You got. Dear Santa, I was a nice person and got really good grades in school. So can you please give me a new
2017 GLE 350
with really pretty,
awesome 19-inch alloy wheels?
You can get everything I want at
the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event.
The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event is back. There's never been a better time to get the car of your holiday dreams, like the supremely innovative GLE or the surprisingly affordable CLA. But hurry, this gift opportunity will soon be over. Visit mbusa.com/winter-event to learn more.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week
in music history.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead. And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a whole
thing. Number 2.
Heidi Camoes, Here Comes the Hot Stepper. And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
I'm asking you to make a New Year's resolution to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse.